in terms of how much of the FAIR model students should complete or which particular squares they could complete on their own, it depends on a few things. First of all, it depends on their understanding of the format and the function of the FAIR model. The other thing it depends on is their familiarity with the content of what you're using the FAIR model to address. If it's the first time that students are experiencing that target term that you're putting in the center of the FAIR model, and you know that you haven't taught anything about this concept yet, I'm not sure how students would come up with the information in the squares all on their own. That would be the same thing as assigning the list of words on Monday that the students look up in the glossary or the dictionary, and then we take the test on Friday. The purpose of the FAIR model is to go deeper with the words. If you're using it to introduce for the first time, it's incumbent upon the teacher to provide the student-friendly definition. Kids don't have enough information yet to give you any sort of definition. Now, you could be going through a text together in which the definition is somewhere embedded in that text. And so it might be a guided instructional activity where we find the definition embedded within this text that we could include on the FAIR model. And then maybe later on in the reading, we'll find some characteristics. So as we read, we'll pull out these characteristics and we'll put them into that square of the FAIR model. And then maybe later on, or while they're giving us characteristics perhaps, they'll also show us some examples of the application of it. And so as we read, we'll find those and pull those out and put them onto the FAIR model. If you've covered some instruction in this concept and you're using the FAIR model as kind of a cumulative review of what they've learned, then it's possible that students could complete more of the FAIR model on their own, including the definition. By then, they've built background knowledge, they've done some work, they've had these multiple exposures in different contexts, they've been discussing this in class, and so by then, the expectation might be that they should be able to identify or come up with the definition, be able to list all the important characteristics that will help us recognize this concept, and generate some examples and non-examples. That would be much later in the lesson. Earlier in the lesson, it would be much more teacher-directed.